I want to bring up a gentleman who engaged me, and he says, Terrence, you're going to need fuel to ignite the movement that you're speaking of. And his name is Jeff Rogers. He's an FCCI member out of Orlando, Florida. And I've taken up more of his time, so let me get him up here. And Jeff, share him a little bit of the plan we talked about and what you share with me. I thought it was just revolutionary.
Absolutely. Thanks, Terrence. And as Terrence was sharing about the revival that he has envisioned, and God has really given both Terrence and the leadership of FCCI an incredible vision for revival around the world, it reminded me of the quote by Billy Graham a few years ago, where Billy said that the next great move of God is going to happen through Christian business leaders in the marketplace. As Terrence was sharing the number of churches around the world versus the numbers of business owners and the number of Christian business owners around the world, I believe Billy Graham was correct. The next great move of God is going to happen in the marketplace. And if we could put up the first slide, you and I, as FCCI members, and I am one, I'm a business owner like each of you, and I've been a member for a number of years. In fact, I had actually approached FCCI a number of years before I became a member, and the closest FCCI group was about an hour and a half away, and that was too far, so I hesitated in joining FCCI, but a few years ago I joined FCCI, and now am a member. And so I'm one of these members just like you, and the next thing that we want to talk about, first of all, there's a lot of you who are new in the room today, you're new to FCCI, and yet there's also a lot of you who have been faithful supporters, faithful founders of FCCI over the years, and we want to thank you for your generosity, we want to thank you for your faithfulness and your service, and also we want to thank God, because the ministry wouldn't exist today if God didn't provide through his people just like you and I. So we want to thank the Lord for his provision, and we want to thank you for giving faithfully over the years. We also want to, as we look at coming alongside and resourcing this vision that Terrence has shared for us, it's a big vision. It's a global vision. It's a transformational vision that can literally turn the world upside down for Jesus Christ. And as we look at and contemplate giving to support the resourcing of that vision, we want you to consider giving from the heart. How can we give to FCCI? Well, there's a number of ways. Number one, we can all give our time. We can be ambassadors for FCCI in our communities. It's exciting to hear about new countries, Malaysia, Japan, others, where God is opening up the doors for Christian business leaders to join FCCI and to start groups mentoring and discipling people like Ricky in their businesses and in their communities and their countries. So each of us can be an ambassador with our time. Second of all, each of us can use our talents, our gifts, and expertise. That's one of the things that I'm doing right here today. I've had the opportunity to do this type of thing for 32 years, working with ministries and donors and business owners all over America. And so I'm investing my time and my talents. What about you? God has given you unique giftedness and expertise. Ricky's giftedness and expertise is way different than mine. He's got the creative, all that video and all that type of stuff. I need people like him because I can't produce this kind of stuff. And then also our treasures. And as we look at this, every one of us should give of our treasures. Some of you are new to FCCI. And so this is your first conference and your experience. We would ask you to give. Some of you have been giving faithfully for 30-plus years. We would ask you to give again as well. Why? So that you can make a transformational difference for FCCI in the future. You see, it takes both the new, young blood, fresh energy, as well as the rest of us who've been around for a while to be able to do this. So we can all give of our time, our talents, and our treasures. One of the things that Terrence asked me to talk about is ways that we can give tax efficiently and from our legacy. Most of the time when giving is done in America, it's almost always done through cash. If you look up there on the screen, on the top row on the left, almost all gifts to ministries are given in the form of cash or a check. And Terrence will be happy to cash those, and Frank will be happy to tell you how to spell FCCI if you don't know how to spell that. I can't compete with Walt. He's got a much better sense of humor than I do. But there's a much better opportunity to give, and that's using some of these other resources that God may have blessed you with. One is appreciated securities, stocks, mutual funds, other investments that you've owned for many years. And you bought them at a certain level, and they've grown to a certain level, and they're appreciated. And if you sell those now, you're going to pay capital gains taxes. But if you gift those to the ministry of FCCI, you avoid the capital gains tax and still get a tax deduction. So it's a more efficient way to give than just giving of our cash. Looking in the middle row, on the left-hand side, there's IRAs and 401ks, charitable rollovers and RMDs. Some of you who are in this room are, how many are over the age of 70 and a half? We've got a few. So for those who are over the age of 70 and a half, there's a special rule called a qualified charitable distribution that allows you to take the required minimum distributions that you otherwise have to take and pay taxes on whether you need the income or not, and you can give those directly to a ministry like FCCI and avoid the tax on those. In addition, they actually passed a law that they've been bouncing around for a few years where you can actually give up to $100,000 a year from your IRA in that way. If you're a husband and wife and you both have IRAs, that's $200,000. So without it affecting our cash flow and our lifestyle, we can give probably larger gifts to the ministry of FCCI or to other ministries in God's kingdom than we've ever given before. In the middle, you see the IRA and 401k, tax-wise beneficiary. For every one of us, not just those of us over 70 and a half, one of the worst assets that you can leave to your children and grandchildren from a tax perspective are your IRAs and 401ks, because they're tax deferred. You've never paid taxes on them. When your beneficiaries get them, they have to pay taxes on them. That's called IRD tax. I won't get into all the details behind that. But basically what that means is that when most children and grandchildren receive your IRA or 401k, it'll bump them up into the highest marginal tax bracket, and they'll lose approximately 40% of your IRA. So it's one of the worst assets you can give to your children or grandchildren. You're better off to give them your cash, your stocks, your life insurance, your real estate, and take your IRAs and your 401ks and change the beneficiary over to a ministry like FCCI. It'll save your kids a lot of money. Over on the right-hand side, estate gifts. Have you considered, especially those of you who have been faithful members of FCCI for many, many years, have you considered writing FCCI in as a beneficiary of your estate plan? Investing in the future vision that God has given to Terrence and the leadership of FCCI. FCCI has been around for over 37 years. Terrence, I'm going to ask you a question. I know the answer to it, but how many people, to your knowledge, have left a reasonably substantial gift to the ministry of FCCI from their estate plan?
Zero.
What was that?
Zero.
Zero. I don't know about you, but that shocked me when Terrence shared that with me. There have been, to his knowledge, now again, he hasn't been in leadership the entire time, but zero gifts from people's estate plans to the ministry of FCCI. To me, that's tragic. Does that mean that God's people don't care about God's work? I don't think so. I think it's because of lack of knowledge. They've never thought of doing so. So here's a challenge. Would you consider making a gift to the ministry of FCCI from your estate plan? Make them one of your beneficiaries. And then down here on the bottom left, in fact, we're going to be doing a breakout session on this type of thing next. And if you are ever going to be selling your business or one of your businesses, if you own multiple, or real estate for those who are in real estate development, let me give you a challenge. That is, you should never sell a piece of appreciated real estate or business without first doing planning to do some of the gifting prior to the sale. It's a mistake that happens almost all the time. People sell their business or sell the real estate, then they want to make a charitable gift. Now, Terrence will be happy to take that check if you want to give it to him that way, but you can save yourself and your family money by doing your giving prior to the sale. And if you're not sure how, there's going to be a box on the response form where you can ask for more information. And then on the bottom right, do you know that you can make God a partner, literally a shareholder in your business? So that instead of the money coming through to your 1040 tax form, it goes directly to ministry. What a great opportunity. And so you can make God literally a partner in your business. And so these are just some of the many different ways that we can wisely steward the resources that God has trusted us with and use them for his glory and for the advancement of his kingdom. So here's the question. Will I do anything that will outlive me and last for eternity? I don't know about you, but that's a question that I ask myself every day. Will I do anything today that will outlive my life and last for eternity? We have the opportunity to do that with our giving. And so on each of your tables, there's, first of all, a table host that will pass around a packet of information. And in there are two different types of cards. One is a response card, a giving card, where you can record the giving that you want to give to FCCI. Second, there's a prayer card where you can write the requests that you have that you would like the FCCI team to pray for. And we would ask you to prayerfully consider what the Lord would have you to give. And then join me in reaching deep, giving from the heart, and giving generously. Terrence and I are praying for and asking for 100% participation in this. We believe that everybody can do something. Some of you are struggling in your business and your finances right now, and you might not be able to do much. We would ask you to do something. Some of you have been tremendously blessed by God in your business and your finances, and you have the ability to make a transformational gift. We believe there are people in this room that could make a gift of multiple millions of dollars from a single business or a single family. So if all of us do what we can do, if we all of us ask God, Lord, what would you have me to do to invest in your kingdom? This mission and the vision will be accomplished. And so on your response card that looks like this, up at the top it says thirsting for righteousness, generous gifting form. There's several boxes. First of all, my gift or contribution, you can write the amount in. And we want you to take a few minutes now and pray about, Lord, what would you have me to do? How would you have me to invest sacrificially and generously into your kingdom? And then how do you want to do that? There's a place to check that you're doing it by check or put it on your credit card or debit card. You can have a recurring gift that FCCI would charge on a monthly or quarterly basis, or it can be a one-time gift. And then there's a box down in the middle. I'm interested in getting more information about making a tax-wise asset-based gift to FCCI from my estate or 401k. So if you're interested in getting information about those things, check off that box. Or maybe making God a partner in your business. Or you're wanting to do a pre-sale gift. And then put your information down at the bottom. And in a few minutes, after you've had a time for prayer and completing this form and the prayer card, there are silver buckets right up here. And we're going to ask everybody to come forward and drop your form in these buckets. And in the meantime, Terrence and I are going to pray that God will lead you. And by the way, I'm going to be filling this out too, because one of the things God convicted me about is putting FCCI in my estate plan and becoming more generous than just paying my membership dues. So I'm going to be joining with you in giving generously. Thank you.